Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Dykes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grove, and towards Dykes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Miller for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Haas reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Schulte moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Boley moves to third. It's 8-1, Athletics. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue has Boley trapped. There's the throw to Mannion and over to O'Rourke, who tags Boley for the out. Grove moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cochran. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. O'Rourke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive for a single. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.